I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I am your host, Charlotte Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of God Goals and Girl Talk. Today we are talking about testing versus temptation. Testing versus temptation. And we're going to be reading from James 1, 12 through 15. And I'm going to read the scripture in the New Living Translation. It says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. And remember, when you are being tempted, do not say, God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. These desires give birth to sinful actions, and when sin is allowed to grow, it gives birth to death. And I really found this scripture really, really interesting. God had highlighted it to me in my study time, and I wanted to dig in further in regards to the difference between a test and temptation. Because a lot of times we'll say, oh, God is testing me, or, I hear it referred to a lot when people are given the opportunity to make a choice between like good and evil. They feel like God is testing them. But I think after we go through the study today and what I share with you, that we need to change our language a little bit. So here's some things that we can pull from that scripture. Here's some like key facts. Fact number one, God blesses us for enduring both the test and the temptation. Okay. Point number two, God does not tempt us ever, period, point blank. It is not in his character to do so. He is holy. He is not out here tempting us, okay? There's a difference between tempting and testing. God will test us, but only Satan will tempt us. And so we see this even in Matthew and in Luke when Jesus is sent to the wilderness. The Holy Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness, to the dry place where he fasted, where he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. But then Satan showed up to do the tempting. God did not do the tempting, but Satan showed up to do the tempting. God put Jesus in a position of testing, and that was in the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Satan came in and tempted all on his own. And so we really have to understand between the difference between testing and tempting. So let's talk a little bit about a test. So a test is defined as a basis of evaluation, something for measuring skill, knowledge, intelligence, capacities, or aptitudes of an individual or group. And it highlights proof of integrity, virtue, and consistency. These all sound like things that we need to be growing in. So a test is God's way of really taking and measuring our capacity for what he's called us to do, right? God is a good father, so he's not going to give you responsibilities. He's not going to give you jobs or put you in positions that you're not yet ready for. And we see this even with Jesus again, when he is at the temple and he's quote unquote lost for 3 days. And y'all know I love this story where where he's like, oh, didn't you know I'd be about my father's business? He was there prematurely. He was not yet ready. He had to go back with Mary and Joseph and continue to grow in wisdom and in favor and submit to them, aka he was on punishment. That's the Charlotte Living translation. He was on punishment for being out here cutting up, talking about, did you know I was about my father's business? Anyway, we see this father nature of God demonstrated here, because he was not going to allow Jesus to go out and prematurely and put himself at risk, put the mission at risk, right? And so we understand that God will test our capacity because he wants to ensure that we're ready when he sends us, right? On the other hand, we have the enemy, Satan, who tempts us. And so when you look at the word tempt, to be tempted means to entice to do wrong by promise of pleasure or gain, to lead astray from one's true course, or to draw into danger, evil, or difficulty. Where do we see this at, child? Every chance he take, okay? We always say the devil don't take no PTO days. He ain't calling in sick, honey. So we got to make sure that we are on our toes, that we are being sober and vigilant, as we're admonished to in 1 Peter 5 and 8. And so it's really important to understand the difference between a test, which is going to measure your capacity. It highlights proof of integrity, virtue, and consistency, versus temptation, which is going to entice you with a promise of pleasure or gain, very much so selfish gain. It's going to lead you astray from the course that you're supposed to take, and it's going to draw you into danger, evil, or difficulty. Where do we see this at? We see this in the garden, right? That Eve was drawn away. She was enticed by having more power, enticed by having more knowledge, which was only appeasing her flesh. She was living in a place where everything was already provided for her, and yet and still found herself discontent and wanting more. So that was the enemy was playing on her flesh. And then it also drew her into evil. She came into the knowledge of good and evil. So it drew her into evil, and it caused difficulty. Now we have toiling. Now we have to work hard. Now we were cursed with pain and childbirth. And there's dissension between the woman and the man. And so now you want to know why you and your husband can't get along. It's a part of the curse that came with the result of Adam and Eve's actions, because she fell for the temptation. And so it's really important to understand the difference between the test and the temptation, so that way you know how to move accordingly moving forward. Hey guys, this episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by Producer University, formerly the Producer Society. So Producer University is a revamp that God came in and changed up our whole little situation in our community. And we are now Producer University. Here's the word that God gave me. He told me that a society is just a group of people hanging out, doing all the things together. But in fact, he wanted this to be a place of learning, growth, and development for his daughters. And so now PHS is now PHU. So we offer online mentoring and a community of like-minded women where we study everything about life, growing in your goals, growing in Christ. I mean, we get our whole life together. We have guest speakers. We have Bible studies. We have our business center. There's just so many courses and unbelievable resources and revelation that's been being had within the university since we started. I absolutely implore you that if you are looking to grow in your life, if you are looking to grow in your career, if you're looking to grow in leadership skills, you need to be a part of Producer University. I'm telling you this, yesterday's price ain't gonna be tomorrow's price probably, okay? So if you have not yet signed up for Producer University, go ahead and click the link in the bio so that you can get your 2-week free trial. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So again, I implore you, sign up for Producer University. Go over to the God Goals and Girl Talk website. Check out our new swag because it's popping, okay? There's that part. And go ahead and get in community with us. We have such an amazing time in Christ. We do Bible studies every week. We do community check-ins. We fast together. We learn together. We have amazing guest speakers that come in. And it's just such a good way to grow into things of the Lord and to be about your business, entrepreneurship, business, lifestyle, finances, all the things, leadership skills. It has been an amazing, amazing transformation. And I want y'all to be a part of it. So go ahead and head over to the link in the show notes. Start your 2-week free trial today and let's start the show. So there are two key ways that we're going to discuss to tell the difference between a test and temptation. So the first is the fruit, okay? The fruit. So the fruit of a test versus the fruit of temptation are really good indicators between the two. So when, while both should lead the believer to lean on God, so the results should be the same. When I'm in a season of testing, I should lean on God. When I'm in a situation where I'm being tested, I should still lean on God. And that's supported by scripture. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Okay, we know that the word of God is our sword. And so the way that you resist the devil is by pleading the blood of Jesus and speaking your word. And that's why this is really, really critical to have as a part of your lifestyle. The second reason that you should lean on God in a temptation is because the Bible says that God always makes a way of escape for us as believers. And so it's really important that you're always seeking God to find the way of escape out of the temptation. He doesn't just allow you to be tempted and you just be out here. Okay. And I will reference both of those scriptures in the show notes for you. But both of those things are really, really critical to understand that even in whether it's a test or temptation, you should be leaning on God. During a test, you need to lean on God because in our weakness, his strength is made strong. And then during temptation, we need to lean on God so we can resist the enemy. We need to lean on God so that way we are able to see God's way of escape for us and take that route. All right. So we know that the fruit is also equivalent to a result. Okay. And so the result of testing is always an increase of the fruit of the spirit and righteousness. Okay. I want y'all to write that down. The result of testing, remember, God will test us to check our capacity, to check our level of virtue, to check our level of integrity and our ability to be able to expand our territory. So if you're asking and praying God to expand your territory, please know that there's a test on the way, sis. Because your access will be granted, but you have to pass the test. He's going to make sure that you're not going to be in a position that you're not going into a position prematurely. Right. And so because he's a good father, that's like, you know, you wouldn't give a steak knife to a toddler. Not that the steak knife is bad all by itself, but the toddler, they're so immature in their thinking and in their behaviors. They don't understand the damage that could be caused if they mishandle the knife. It could hurt themselves and it could hurt other people. And so God is the same way with us. Some of us are asking for platforms and we just need to learn how to be consistent in our walk with God. Some of us are asking for new jobs. And you're not even acting and reflecting God on the job that you're on now. The season that you're in now is a testing season and you're not passing the test. And you want to know why you're not getting no interviews for new jobs, because you're not passing the test. So it's really important to understand that the fruit of a test is going to be the fruits of the spirit, which you can see in Galatians 5, and righteousness. Okay. Now that compared to the result of temptation. So the result of temptation, or the fruit of temptation, is gratifying to your flesh. Temptation also draws you away from God and it births sinful actions. If you are having to hide and sneak and do things, if you would not want God to be watching over your shoulder, which he is anyway, because he's omnipresent. But if you would be ashamed for God or even your grandmama to see you doing X, Y, and Z, if you're out here plotting and scheming, all of these things this is a temptation that you faced. And you're allowing sin to be birthed from that. Okay? So you need to make sure that you're not being drawn away from God. And that you're not birthing sinful actions. That's a good way to understand, wait, is this a temptation? Is the enemy trying to tempt me here? Am I like Eve in the garden? Because all of us have been Eve at some point. Okay? When the seeds of sin are allowed to grow, death is then always the result. And it may not always be a physical death. So the definition of death is either the ending of someone's life or the permanent end or destruction of something. What has sin cost you in your life? What death has sin caused in your life? Sometimes it's the death of relationships. Sometimes it's the death of jobs. Sometimes it's the death of relationship and partnership, like business partnership. Sometimes it's you losing out on money or an opportunity. Like there's a level of loss and death that can come anytime sin takes place. Right? Y'all know I love watching like true crime. Y'all know I love The First 48. But the biggest thing that always breaks my heart when I watch that show is that those sinful actions cause death on both sides. Someone physically dies, right? Someone is murdered and they lose their life. And then the other person who goes to jail, their life essentially has ended as well. Many of them are serving life sentences. And so their life, even if they get out, is forever changed. So there are some opportunities, there are some relationships and some other things that that will not be able to be made manifest because there is a permanent end or destruction to that opportunity based on the choice that they made when they were tempted by their anger, when they were tempted by not feeling disrespected, when they were tempted by their greed. Because a lot of times on these shows, these young men are robbing each other for drug money. It's just a lot, right? But there's death that happens on both ends because of the sinful nature. And that's why you have to ask, where is this coming from? And you can tell by what fruit is going to be produced. So we have to ask ourselves, what temptations have you succumbed to that resulted in the death of relationships, businesses, jobs, finances, etc.? Like, let's have this discussion with ourselves. Ask God to bring those things to our remembrance, not as a point of shame, but then go back and kind of dissect, do an autopsy on that thing, right? Go back and dissect and you'll be able to see like, whoa, God had gave me a way out. I knew I shouldn't have did it, but I did it anyway. That's the Lord giving you the way out. Because anytime there is a test, his fruit is going to be evident. Anytime there's a temptation, the fruit is always something negative, something that's going to appease your flesh. Something you're going to cuss that person out versus not cussing them out. It's always the opportunity for sin to come in. Okay. And the biggest and most serious result of sin is that it separates us from God. And so that's why repentance is necessary every day. So I really want you guys to consider and really take the opportunity to go back and autopsy some of the missteps that you've had, some of those falls that you may have had, so you don't repeat. So this isn't for condemnation and shame. Those things come from the enemy. And God has forgiven us. Jesus has forgiven us. All the work that he did, his blood still works. But it really is a good place for us to sit down and objectively look at a situation. It may have been a boyfriend you knew you had no business. Like, whatever the case is, take the opportunity to autopsy that situation and really ask God to highlight to you where the temptation was, and then pray against that thing. Ask God to show you where he was showing you the way out, so that way you can really get my dad always says 20 hindsight. What is it? Hindsight is 2020, something like that, y'all. 2020 vision. Okay. And so being able to be removed from the situation and look at it objectively is a really, really great way to see what God sees. Now that you're removed from that situation. But it's so important that we build up this skill to be able to say, hold on, before I make a decision, before I make a choice, what is the fruit of this? I always say when I make a decision, I think of the worst case scenario. If everything goes left, what is the worst case scenario? If I can live with the worst case scenario, then I can proceed and move forward. If I have peace when I talk to God about the decision, then I can move forward. But if I have no peace, if the worst case scenario is something that I'm not willing to risk, if the worst case scenario is me getting into sin, then this is definitely a temptation. And devil, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Okay? Like, you have to really be able to get to a point where you're able to identify that quickly, so that way you're making less mistakes. We're never not going to make mistakes. The Bible says that we're all of us fall short, and we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Okay? But we want less. We don't want you to fall down into a 6-foot hole, sis. Okay? I want you to stumble a little bit. Okay? Some of us may be out here looking like baby giraffes, but I don't want us taking big falls that we're having to try to ask God to dig us out of, when if we just do the work and we're able to identify the difference between a test and temptation, we'll understand what's what. And so it's really important that we take the opportunity to reflect on situations that we've been in. And instead of looking at what the other person did that offended you, ask God where you could have done better. that's really, really the test here. Even as I'm talking, God is bringing things to my remembrance, even from a couple weeks ago, a month ago, that where I'm like, oh, I could have definitely did better in that area. Holy Spirit, thank you for that. Now I know that I need to pray for more patience. Now I know I need to pray for more self-control. And so those things really, really help. To go back and look at those, to look at those situations and really ask God to highlight to you where you could have done better. And it also allows you to, moving forward, be able to identify if something is a test versus a temptation. Hey sis, are you enjoying this week's show? I pray that you are. Make sure that you connect with us and you keep the conversation going. Follow us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk. Make sure that you subscribe to the show, you rate the podcast, and you leave us a review. And don't forget to share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your mom and them, all the people. Okay? Okay. Now let's get back to the show. So the second way to tell the difference between a test and temptation is choice. A choice. Okay? Many times the tests of life just happen. Very often they are circumstances that are outside of our control. And with temptation, we often find ourselves having a choice in the matter. So like I said earlier, Jesus was led into the wilderness. That was a test. But when he got there and he was tempted by the enemy, Jesus had a choice to make. The enemy made a number of different choices or presented a number of different choices to him. Job was tested when he was impacted by the death of his family, the loss of all his cattle, right? But then the temptation was when the enemy used his wife to tell him to curse God and die. So there's a lot of choice that happens when there's a level of temptation. A test just happens, okay? I was on vacation and got a call from my mom. And she said, hey, girl, your dad was in a really bad accident and it don't look good. That is a test. Everything that happened from that point on was a test of my faith. Was him getting well, me quitting my job because I needed to, the doctor. But then when I was there, one of the administrative supervisors got really nasty with me, and I literally was out, y'all. Now look, I had a little bit of nuck if you buck in my spirit. Now this is my daddy. Now we're talking about, and she made a comment to me like he was none of my concern, and she didn't know, like she was trying to test my gangster, and I literally was. It was temptation. And I was going to snatch her up. I ain't going to hold y'all. In that moment, I was not saying, and because I was so angry, right? And it took my earthly father to say, hey, 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 in the room. And he could see all of this. But he intervened and brought me back to my senses. He said, don't let the devil try to get you like that. Because me and my friend, sis had took her jacket off. We both nurses, ma'am. But then I did tell her, I don't want to speak to you anymore. Where's his attending physician? I'm done talking to you. Right? So I was, my earthly father was able to bring me back to life. But him getting into the hospital, that was a test. The lady trying my thug life, testing my gangster, that was a temptation. Now I almost didn't pass. I almost gave in, child. Okay, because it would have felt good to my flesh to suck her out. It would have. But then I would have had legal issues that came after it. I have a nursing license. My dad's like, girl, you got nursing licenses? Like, don't. Uh-uh. He's a, let her, we're gonna do what we got to do to get out of here. And it was in that moment that I'm, again, that way of escape that God provided, even through the voice of my dad. Right? Who was hurting and we in ICU. It was a whole thing. But even in that moment, God was able, the Holy Spirit was able to come, like, girl, come back, child. We got work to do. This is bigger than your father. Or this is bigger than this woman. You're worried about your father. So if they can get you about this hospital because you go and sock her out, yeah, it felt good that you socked her out. But who's going to be here taking care of your dad? Because your mama at home taking care of your grandma who's sick with cancer. So it was, all of those circumstances were a test, but that woman trying my gangster was a temptation. And so I had a choice to make. And so it's really, really important that we understand, you know, our part in doing what's right, our part in not giving into our flesh, as the word says. So we're going to do a quick recap, okay? One, God does not tempt you, okay? Tempting comes from the devil, period. God is not a tempter. That is outside of his character. Two, how do you tell between a temptation and a test? By the fruit, right? So anytime you're tested, there's going to be the fruits of the Spirit and righteousness are going to grow in you. When anytime you're facing a temptation, you are going to grow and ratchet, okay? Your flesh don't feel good, but a lot of times it's going to cause you to sin, and sin is going to lead to death, whether that be relationships, a job, finances, whatever the case may be. Next, choice. Choice is the next way to tell. A lot of times with the test, most times, really all the time with the test, you have no control over the circumstances. They just kind of happen. With temptation, there's always a choice because God always gives us a way of escape. And so it's really, really critical that we understand that so then we can respond appropriately to situations when they happen. We know that whenever we're tested or tempted, the result should always be for us to lean on God. Whether we're leaning on God to make us strong in a situation that's outside of our control, like when my dad was in the hospital, or whether we're leaning on God to ask him to send his son to come get all of his kids because me and this woman both belong to him, but I'm going to snatch her up if he don't come do something, right? I have to really be able to understand that either way, whether you're in a season of testing or temptation, God is always the answer. So I pray that you guys do the exercise where you sit down and just ask God to show you situations, and you are able to write out the difference between a test versus temptation and really be able to take an objective look to find some takeaways that can really change the game for you. This is the way that we fight temptation. This is the way that we are able to come against sin. A lot of times, sin happens after the temptation. And so instead of me telling y'all to quit sinning, I want y'all to get better at fighting temptation by being able to identify what it is. Fighting temptation by being able to identify who you need to run to. Okay, the song says, who can I run to? Amen. All right, now that wasn't in the Bible. I think that was escape. Anyway, I love y'all. God bless y'all. I will see y'all on Friday at 12 p.m. for Flourish Friday, live on YouTube and on our Facebook page. And until then, continue to love people, love God, and love yourselves. I will talk to y'all next week. I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.